Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
The biggest gangster in Atlanta is back again to give us another offering, because this man put out a whole body of work May 10th, 2024, titled One of One. Now, he essentially showcased that he is a pivotal player in this hip hop industry, for the simple fact that everybody counted him out when the RICO came for YSL. And then to see the way that he not only bounced back from the snitching allegations, but also put up, and is still putting up numbers, that is making him in a league of his own. Not, of course, when it comes to the Drakes and things of like that, but as far as 80 to 90% of other musicians, they are not as popping, for lack of a better term, than Gunna. Because One of One, that came out May 10th, 2024, debuted number 2 on the Billboard 200 and sold 91,000 first week as far as units. Now, that's a significant accomplishment, because we see left and right, from top to bottom, well, not top, but from, you know, close to the top to bottom, everybody is drastically selling less than what they used to be selling. So when you see an artist like Gunna, who was originally counted out because of the RICO for YSL, come back in such a way that not only did he put out a phenomenal album when it comes to A Gift and a Curse back in 2023. Let me see what actual month that came out. June 16th, 2023. Not only did he have a phenomenal month, phenomenal just year, as far as that album, but more specifically, the F You Mean track was his first ever top 10 track on a Billboard, which peaked at number 8. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if people count you out because you was technically snitching on their favorite musician, and then he puts out a project and has even more success than he had before, to the point where he's putting up chart-topping numbers, career-setting numbers as far as record-breaking, does that mean that what people were saying on the internet, they didn't actually mean in real life? Who would have thunk, right? So anyways, F You Mean spent several days at number 1 on the charts, because when it came to the U.S. Spotify charts, it was number 1. But, of course, overall, the track actually peaked at number 8 when it came to the overall Billboard Hot 100. So, anyways, Spotify charts, though, he was topping the charts. But despite that, I mean, of course, I don't know if it was Jay-Z, I don't know who did it, but the album didn't receive any Grammy nominations, which, you know, you would say, Gunna, he's not no Grammy artist. Like, he just raps about Birkins, flows about the latest fashion trends. Like, he's not a Grammy award-winning artist. And to that, I would definitely say the sales and the way that he's impacted the masses when it comes to his output has been consistently towards the top, because 91,000 first week is no small feat. I mean, I don't want to keep bringing it up, but there's a specific rapper with big in front of his name that just sold 21,000 first week. And we used to have this man in a top three conversation as far as rappers. So, of course, rapping, well, does not equate to high album sales, but still having an enormous impact on the masses when it comes to actually purchasing, actually streaming your music is very impressive as far as the year of 2024, when some of the most top tier rappers are out here flopping with 21,000 first week. So anyways, with that being said, Gunna has a new track out titled Him All Along. Isn't that a fitting title for the resurgence that he had for seemingly being canceled for snitching on the one and only Young Thug? So anyways, with that specific track, I don't know if it's leading up to another album. If he put out an album in less than 6 months and still went, I mean, technically he didn't go number one with One of One, but you know, if he still sells in that 70 above range as far as first week sales, we're gonna have to have a real conversation, because I don't like to compare the artists, because of course there's really no reason to compare them other than they had a phenomenal collab album with, phenomenal collab album with Drip Harder. But let's just say, interestingly enough, Lil Baby has not put out an album since 2022. Now, of course, everybody and the mama is saying that this man is washed up. So I would say he's probably trying to cook up the best project he's ever made, which is why it's taking so long. But still, it doesn't help that the ultimate, I'm not going to say antithesis, but one of your running mates, which made it seem like y'all was a duo at one point, even putting out an entire collab album that still has one of the greatest tracks of this day, like Never Recover with Drake, Lil Baby, Gunna. I don't care what nobody says. It's one of the greatest tracks ever created. So as far as hip hop. So with that being said, with Gunna having certain longevity that people thought you were going to have, with you even having the label of Up Next when it came to the basically the next to kin as far as the hip hop mascot after Drake, you know, I guess retired. I don't know what they thought Drake was going to do. But basically, they were saying Lil Baby was next up, especially after the track when Drake put out his three-pack with Wants and Needs and basically gave Lil Baby the alley-oop to have such a phenomenal verse, to the point where we say he completely out-rapped Drake, right? You know how crazy that sentiment is in 2024? But when was Never Recover? I don't remember when that, not Never Recover, Wants and Needs. Because it seems like so long ago. Okay, March 5th, 2021. We was having a discussion of Lil Baby out-rapping Drake. In 2024, that seems asinine, right? 2021, that was a very real discussion, which is why people was giving him the title of being up next as far as when it came to after Drake. Nowadays, we see how wrong we were as the masses. A lot of people were saying it wasn't just like, oh, you was the only one saying that. No, it was a lot of people that were saying that Lil Baby was next up. So with us being completely wrong, we just can see how, you know, I'm not saying any names, but, you know, certain people who cover hip hop media, you know, it's a reason why they do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, other people just be out here saying blasphemy. Anyways, back to Gunna. So Gunna has a new track out, and with his new track, I think that he is ultimately stamping himself as being one of the more longevity type of artists in the hip hop game. I think the way that he came out of jail saying that he didn't snitch on Young Thug was probably the best way to handle it, because now people look at Gunna like, oh, maybe he didn't snitch on Young Thug. Maybe he actually is just playing the game that Young Thug told him to do. In all actuality, Young Thug on a phone call, on a jail phone call that you can look up right now, Young Thug told Lil Baby that we drop in when that expletive drops. And guess what? Young Thug dropped, I don't know if it was a month or a week before or after Gunna dropped his album. I wonder who he was talking about. Now, why would he say we dropping when that we dropping on the same date that expletive dropped if he wasn't trying to hint towards him having some type of animosity towards him? Now, anyways, with that being said, I think Gunna's biggest deal right now is the way that other hip-hop artists that may not be doing as well statistically on the charts is gravitating towards him, whether it's a Big Sean, whether it's an Offset, things of that nature. He's slowly but surely ingratiating himself into hip-hop to the point where everybody's going to start collabing again with Gunna and act like they never said he was a snitch. Remember I said that. People are going to start collabing with Gunna again if he keeps this type of success up and act like he never snitched. Because if Young Thug becomes a free man and Gunna stays under the YSL label, which if you think about it, how insane of a situation it, how insane of a situation it must be to have a person who is helping the case to keep you in jail also generating revenue for your music label. Because if you look at the credits for every Gunna release since, Young Stoner Life is at the bottom. Now, who owns Young Stoner Life? Of course, the one and only Young Thug. That has to be the most intricate, complex situation ever in life. Because on one hand, you want to say F him and all type of expletives. But on the other hand, you get proceeds from him dominating the music charts. So which way do you want to go? You can't go too much to the right, can't go too much to the left, because now it's going to look crazy if he's actually saying something that's keeping you in jail and you saying stream his music. But on the other hand, if you say completely forget him and now he's the biggest breadwinner on your label and now your estate has less revenue coming in because you're ultimately not going to be able to use it, then that's a very, very interesting, sticky situation that Young Thug is in. And it's not as black and white as a lot of people are trying to make it out to be. So with that being said, that's what I wanted to get into. You know, I love talking about Gunna. Gunna's a very interesting case in hip hop as far as what happens if you actually just completely snitch on your big homie, but you say, I didn't do it. Like, imagine being in court on video saying, yes, ma'am, we are a gang, and then coming out and saying, you know what? YSL the label. Like, wait, hold up. My brother, we got you on video. Like, we just not gonna act like you ain't just say what you said on video. Anyways, I'm not mad at it because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But you know, all the gangster people who, you know, throw their life away for a block they don't own, they're upset with Gunna snitching. But obviously the masses who don't care about that and just listen to him for music has continued to stream his music and buy his album one of one, or else he wouldn't be putting up these chart topping numbers. So with that being said, some of the upcoming news as far as Gunna is that Gunna will be building up anticipation for his new tour that's coming out supposedly soon. And with that being said, there's no actual date, so I don't want to promise too much, but that's basically what we're looking at right now as far as the updates for Gunna. So with that being considered, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. Have you listened to the new track by Gunna, Him All Along? And what do you think about the overall situation with Gunna and the hip hop industry?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.